Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service. Very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is coming up on 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We found him way back in the previous millennia, the last century, and that's the reason he's not as old as I am, but his whatever gray hair he has is not premature, I'll put it that way. He's the founder of Business Network International. He's the galactic guru of networking. He's our good friend, Ivan. Welcome back.
Hey, it's always great to be on your show, Jim. Thanks.
Good to have you back. And folks, author of all the books on networking, 29% Solution, Networking Like a Pro, Room Full of Referrals, one of my favorite, Masters of Networking, Masters of Success. You get the picture. I can't see over the stack here very well. It's amazing books, best-selling books. Ivan, you and I have known each other for 16 years. Half of the time that you've been the big daddy, the King Biscuit, over at Business Network International, which was your brainchild, your baby all these years, and you have grown it from a gleam in your eye to an international, amazing international clinic, a case study on how to build an international cultural organization.
7,100 groups in 60 countries now.
Wow, and it was just a figment of that, a small portion of that when you first started with me.
It was in the hundreds, not the thousands.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm so proud of us.
Getting on your show can do that to anybody.
I'm telling you, it works every time. So here you have been. You've been plowing the North 40 out here with your company, and doing such a great job. I mean, nobody doesn't like Ivan, folks. He's the best, and you've found a way to charm people with your charisma all over the world in places where you don't even speak their language. BNI is just caught on, and so here it is, 30 years later, and you're in the process of making a change,
making a
transition.
I am in a little transition, but I'm not leaving. I'm focusing on the things that I really want to be focusing on.
You've earned the right to grow yourself into a new position.
Yeah. I have a new title. It's a little woo-woo. I had to look it up when it was suggested to me, but it's I'm still the founder. Always be the founder, but instead of founder and I was founder and CEO when I started the show with you and became founder and chairman. Now founder and chief visionary officer for the company.
Yeah.
Which
I
had to look up because I was like, what the heck is that? and it's really for founders of organizations that want to stay involved at an executive level, at a top level management, but they want to be working completely on the business and not in the business.
Isn't that kind of what Bill Gates did?
Yes, it is, actually.
Yeah.
A different title, but that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. The thing that you did and that I keep telling my audience to do as the founders of their small business is every year they should fire themselves from jobs that they don't need to do anymore, somebody else can do, and promote themselves to jobs that nobody else is doing that needs to be done.
And see, I think the founder of an organization is uniquely positioned to be the spokesperson for that company and for that industry.
Yeah.
And it is one of the things that I really, I'm excited about doing, I like doing, and it's taken 30 years. It's been 30 years.
But look at all the things that as a CEO that you had to deal with.
Yeah.
You still had to deal with with HR and personnel issues
and lawyers
and lawyers and payroll and the contract deals and now you've been able to bring in folks that can take care of those things and leave you to do the fun stuff. After 30 years, you've deserved it. You should do the fun stuff and the muckety muck stuff.
Well, I've done the muckety muck stuff, and I'm sure I'll continue to do some of that as well. But I've got people who, they're excited about doing it, and they're happy to be doing it. Yeah. And it gives me time to do the things that the brand building aspects of the business.
And everybody listening out there running a small business is saying, man, that's what I want to get. That's where I want to be headed. And see, this is the alternative to retiring, isn't it?
You know, it really is, because it's. If you're doing what you absolutely love doing, it's not a lot of work. It is work, but it doesn't feel like
it's a way of changing and having a little more fun, and that's what I'm working toward, folks. I'm not working towards selling my business. I'll never retire, and you probably never will either, Ivan. Quick break, 20 till we come back. We're going to talk about a couple of other things Ivan's got on his mind. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.